The Oddcast.
Two guys yelling at each other about radio, music, and nonsense. And now, here's Max Tolkoff and Halloran.
You rolling there, big boy?
I think so.
Oh my God. Listen, it's so great. Vindication, exoneration, jubilation. Lenny Diana listens to the podcast.
Wait.
Wait, let me just tell you. You're the man that said, we're only doing this.
Stand by.
You only care if Lenny Diana listens to the podcast.
Let me explain to the listener.
Here's the thing. We don't have to do this anymore. We're done. I feel like I'm taking a victory lap. Lenny listens to us.
I'm going to let you take the victory lap, but I need to explain to the listener that's not Lenny Diana, because there's only probably one.
There's only one other person.
You were convincing me, like, oh, we got to do this podcast because Lenny Diana needs a podcast. He'll be listening to us every week. And I said, he's not going to fucking give a shit whatsoever. And I basically said, that guy is never, ever, ever going to listen to this podcast.
That's right.
You're telling me that you heard from Lenny Diana?
I finally spoke to Lenny. We had a long conversation. I hadn't spoken to him since we started the thing. We've been talking about him on the show, but I haven't talked to him. I have no idea if he was listening. And guess what? He does. And he's got some things to tell us.
Well,
he's got some comments.
Before we do the comments from Lenny Diana.
No, we've got to get him on the show. You've got to figure out how we can get him on the show. We got to be able, because he's got some things that the way that he puts it, we got to let him talk about this. Plus, you know what else? He wants to tell the story about how I didn't talk to him for 4 years after he turned down the FNX job.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't talk to him.
Why would you possibly have not called him?
Because
you're an asshole.
He fucked me in the ass on that job.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
I put my reputation, my credibility on the line as having him be the next program director of FNX.
You have reputation?
Well, that's the thing. What little I had, I put on the line.
Well, so there was not much on the line.
I mean, you know I have no credibility, but nobody else knows that. Very few other people know that.
We know that now.
So, and he went in for interviews, and it was about to happen, and then literally at the last minute, he calls me and he says, I'm not going to do this. I'm taking myself out of the running. And I went, what?
Where was he living at the time?
Because we were about to announce that he was the new PD. I think he was at the Edge in Buffalo, or maybe RZX in Indianapolis. Or maybe it was Indianapolis after he turned down the FNX thing. But I was consulting, and I had come in from LA to Boston to announce to the staff. I was on my way to the station to tell the staff your new program director was coming in. And his name, Lenny Diana. And I was on my way to a staff meeting at the station, and he called and said, nope, I'm taking myself out. I'm not going to do it.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's why I wound up there again in 04 or 05, because he
really interesting story.
Oh, I was so pissed. So I didn't talk to him for a long time.
Where was I at this time?
I don't remember.
And why didn't you call me?
It was 04. Where were you in 04? You were already working.
94.9. I was at 94.9 at that time.
Really?
Here in San Diego, who, by the way, have changed their frequency.
What are they now?
I'm joking. That's just a bad joke.
So we got to get Lenny on. You figured out how to do it. We got to get him on like in the next couple of weeks, because it's very funny.
He
likes you a lot, and he thinks that I interrupt you too much.
Sorry, say what?
He likes you and your stories, and he thinks that I don't let you speak enough.
For a second there, I thought you said that Lenny Diana thinks that you interrupt me too much. That's what I thought you said. And that's why I had you repeat it.
Yeah.
Because I love Lenny Diana. Because he is accurately correct and correctly accurate. You do.
He said that during the story about Eddie Vedder that you were telling during the Ted Volk episode, he really liked it. And he thought I was interrupting you during that whole thing. And I said, no, I'm not. I don't interrupt him any more than usual. I just wanted to get to the point. And he said, you two should stop interrupting each other and just tell the stories. That was one of his comments. You're speechless. You have nothing to say to that.
No, I'm waiting for you to finish.
Well, I really have nothing else to say except that you can't bad rap him anymore because he loves you.
I think he loves you better than me. I never bad rapped him. I bad rapped you because you were telling me he'd be the most stalwart. Is that the right word I'm looking for?
I don't know.
Stonehenge?
Finish the sentence and I'll tell you.
Stonewall, he would be the most stalwart listener that we would have.
I didn't say that. I just said that.
You said that he
likes to listen to podcasts while he does music, while he does logs, which a lot of PDs do. A lot of programmers like to put on a podcast while they're doing scheduling.
Okay.
And that's what Lenny does.
Okay, let me not interrupt you, but let me ask you a question. How many program directors have you talked to in the last, I'll give you 65 years, that are listening to podcasts while they're programming on Selector or Music Maker or Music Match or whatever they're using, Apple Music? How many program directors in the last 65 years have you how old are you now?
Old enough to know better. Old enough not to admit it to you.
Yeah, okay. So, okay, we'll shorten it to 40 years. In the last 40 years, how many people who are programming a radio station do you know personally that have said, you know, Max, I listen to podcasts while I'm on the Selector putting the Chili Peppers next to Sublime?
What do you want to know? How many programmers I've talked to in the last 40 years that have done that?
That have done that in particular?
Just Lenny.
Okay, that's good.
Because
for me.
He's told me that, although no, I've heard from other people.
So this podcast.
I've heard from other people, and I've heard that other people listen to.
As soon as Trump says that.
I know. It's like Donald Trump. Yeah. People have told me.
I'm hearing that there are programs.
The Drudge Report has done research to prove. Look, the point is this. It's between him and Brad Savage, I think we've found our audience of programmers.
Two guys.
But here's the thing.
I'm stoked.
You were just, you don't even want to do this.
Let
me just say something to the one listener who's out there. I'm addressing you, whoever you are. Halloran did not want to do this podcast. He thought I was bonkers.
I know you're bonkers.
He thinks that no one will listen to this thing, which I was hoping for.
We have two guys at this point. And Steve Nice.
Although I was also hoping that we would get a lot of,
Ted.
Horrendous comments and angry people, but nobody's been angry at us yet.
Garrett Michaels told me the other day that he's catching up now.
To what?
He hasn't heard the one where we basically talk about him for an hour. He hasn't heard that one yet.
Listen, we didn't talk about him for an hour, but I do want to say something.
Exactly, because he hasn't heard it yet. He hasn't heard it yet because we haven't done it.
Well, maybe he's going to hear it after I say this. What the fuck is going on with their ratings? Why do their ratings suck over at 91X? What's wrong with Garrett? Why is he...
That is a question. He's going on vacation very soon.
I know, and we're going to sit in and do Sunday. You and I.
Resurrection Sunday.
Yeah.
Can I tell you the story about Resurrection Sunday?
No, not yet. Hang on.
No.
Yes, I do want you to say it, but wait, hang
Lenny
on.
Lenny Diana, will you please call Max right now and tell him to stop interrupting the story? Let me tell you, this is the thing
getting off on a tangent, though. Let's just stick to where we're going.
We'll come back and we'll talk about it. I need to tell you how funny it was.
Oh, my God. Here we go. Is this back in Detroit?
No.
Is this before or after you invented the Beastie Boys?
Listen, this is what it comes down to, because you're such a complete numbskull. There was a time when all of us at 91X, I think you had just left the building at that point.
88.
I think I had come back from K-Rock. I'm not quite sure, but we were sitting in a meeting talking about what was upcoming was Easter Sunday, and we wanted to do something that was better than a block party weekend. Something that would be more dramatic and more interesting. Sitting around the big conference room table, remember that one?
Nope. Oh, yeah. Wait, yeah. In the old building? Yes.
In the old building, right?
By the train tracks, yes.
By the train tracks.
I remember that,
But not on the train tracks.
All right.
And you went right by there today on your train. So we're sitting there and somebody goes, we should just play all the old songs that we don't play anymore. And somebody goes, that's a really good idea. We should just bring all these songs back from the dead. And I believe it was Dwight Arnold said, yes, we should call it Resurrection Sunday. And everybody laughed because it was just so horrible to say this on Easter Sunday.
Right.
That we're going to have Resurrection Sunday.
And yet so perfect.
At the same time, we're looking at it going, it's horribly perfect and it's wonderful and it's the typical 91X story. But the deal originally was, and this is one of the things, because when you and I are going to host in the next couple of weeks here, filling in for Garrett because he's going on his
and by the way,
fishing vacation.
I don't know how you got involved in this at all, because 10 months ago, Garrett said to me specifically, he goes, hey, listen, I don't know what it's going to be, but occasionally I got to go somewhere or be out of town.
Is this where Lenny Dinah would step in and go, stop?
No. Garrett said to me, would you fill in for me when I take off? And I go, sure, absolutely. Just let me know when. And what happens? He goes up and he calls you, not
me. Calls me because we were having a discussion about a couple of other manly men things.
Yeah.
About other things. Kids going to college.
Yeah.
Which is something that... Lenny?
Finish your story.
Okay, let me finish my story.
Because now we're two stories into a... We're off so
no,
far
you,
off
you
topic.
Just took it off. No, I know exactly where we are.
No.
We're going to go back and we're going to talk about 91X's ratings in a minute.
Okay.
But before that, I need to finish the story about Resurrection Sunday. So Resurrection Sunday, I believe it was Dwight Arnold that coined the phrase, because he was a smartass, still is a smartass. And when he said it, everybody kind of like, that's a great idea. But the concept was, and this is one of the things that I'd like you to stick to on Sunday when you come back down again to host next week, for the next 2 weeks, is that it has to be bands and songs that are gone. They cannot be a band that's still around and still, like you can't play Peter Murphy because he still tours.
Oh, so what you're saying is that
You have to bring things back from the dead.
You want to play T'Pau, and you want to play Mike and the Mechanics.
All right, let me inform the listener.
And
at this
what was
point.
The band that did Kyrie? What was that stupid thing?
Mr. They still tour.
So
we can't play Kyrie Eleison on the road of my travels. Max, for some bizarre reason, thinks that Mike and the Mechanics should be part of Resurrection Sunday.
No, I don't. But I'm just throwing it out there because we played it. You're saying that songs are dead,
okay.
Bands that are dead, let's play
bands,
it.
No. Like, that should be a feature inside Resurrection Sunday, and it should be called, I Can't Believe We Fucking Played This Piece of Shit.
I like
that's
that.
What it, that's
a
what
good title. I like that.
What the fuck were we thinking?
Can we
EMF?
Leave the fuck in there?
EMF can go in there.
Mm-hmm.
EMF. Right Said Fred.
All right, yeah.
Right?
The one-hit wonders, the novelty songs.
All the fucking horrible, shitty novelty songs, or even things like... Even things like Love Shack should go into the... What the fuck are we thinking?
What was that song?
Planet Claire, by the way, 40 years ago, Planet Claire came out last week.
What a great idea. What a great idea for the whole show. Like, why don't we just play songs that you literally have not heard in 40 years, 30 years?
Well,
why play anything recognizable? Let's just play all the dead songs and resurrect them.
That's what I'm saying.
You want to do it?
We should have...
Let's not tell Garrett.
No.
Let's say nothing.
Because this was my conversation with Garrett the other day that you weren't privy to, but you will be now. He has this army of people on Facebook. He basically launches the first hour, and then he's taking Facebook requests. Because nobody calls radio stations anymore, as you know.
Yes, I know.
So he is on Facebook, and there's guys from St. Louis. Apparently some guy from St. Louis used to live in San Diego who's kind of like the referee. He's like the umpire. He's the one that's swinging away, telling people what they can hit and what they can't hit, and he's basically positively or negatively suggesting songs to Garrett, which I think is a great idea. Mm-hmm. This is what we used to do back. I don't know if you remember this, but there's a guy that used to host the show called Max Tolkoff.
Wait, which show?
Resurrection Sunday.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Do you know Max Tolkoff?
Yeah. I know that guy. He did a good job. Except nobody gave me any feedback. You never even said anything. Did you ever think I did a good job?
I didn't. Look, all I knew was that every time I got a call from Trip Reeb saying, what is he playing? That I didn't have to call you and say, what the fuck are you playing, Max? Because you knew what to do. You
from
were having,
who? Trip Reeb?
You just got that? Trip Reeb would call me from Hawaii.
Allard, I'm streaming Max. It's 2 a.m. here.
No, he did not.
It's 2 a.m. here. I'm about to go out and catch some waves.
Bunch of horseshit.
And I'm listening to Max, and he's playing. Actually, I can't impersonate Trip anymore. College. To college.
Anyway, the point being
yes.
is that I don't get a text from Trip Reeb to complain about what you're doing. So there was no reason to call you because you did a fine job, a stand-up job. What are you looking up?
I'm looking for the ratings. I just saw the monthlies when they come out in All Access, right?
By the time this show airs, they'll have new ratings.
Yeah, maybe. No, we're going to be fairly current.
Maybe no.
But here's the thing. So what happened? First of all, there's still a 5% share of alt in this market. Because 94.9 has a 2.5.
Yes.
And I think 91X now came in at 2. So now FM 94.9 is beating 91X.
There's also KIOZ, which plays a shit ton of alternative bands. They even play the Beasties.
Do they?
Yeah. Soundgarden. Ozzy. Right Said Fred. B-52s. You're not paying attention to anything I'm saying.
I'm looking up numbers. I want to have them in front of me. Yeah. Because there are a number of markets.
You're just going to see the 6-plus numbers.
Yes. Wrong with the 6-plus numbers? That's all,
we need. Whatever you want to look up. In the meantime, I'll explain to Lenny Diana, who's right. still listening at this point.
Yes.
That Max Tolkoff took the train today from Los Angeles. And somebody decided somewhere in the City of Commerce to jump in front of the train. Is that what you're?
We're not sure. The police were investigating it as a homicide. So we come to a stop. They had stopped all the trains for a couple of hours, and we were stopped for almost an hour, which is sitting there,
waiting
for them to let us go,
anticipating.
Yeah.
So they finally cleaned the body off the track.
Yeah.
Or was it near the track?
We're not sure. They didn't say.
Nobody knows.
Conductors were going.
Why don't you look that up on the City of Commerce patch? See if the City of Commerce has their little patch guy out there going, dead body near the railroad track. They were shooting a how-to movie of removing the rails and trading the steel in for money. This podcast has turned horrible at this point because you're just staring at your.
I am looking at the screen, but you know you can speak. You have no problem speaking. All right, here we go.
Yeah.
91X went up slightly, 2-1 to a 2-2 this book.
Okay, they got a 2-2.
Yeah, but hang on. Let's go back up to 94.9. Are you ready?
Who is 94.9? What are the call letters?
KBZT.
Okay. I only recognize radio stations now by call letters.
All right, ready? Ready?
I'm ready.
3.9.
A 3.9. That's, 3.9. That's huge.
That's huge. Here's the thing. The difference between them and 91X used to be a lot smaller, right? They would trade the lead one day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But one time, one would have a 2-2, one would have a 2-1, and they would go ever.
Can you look up right now on what are they called? Alt 94.9? What are they called now?
Alt 94.9, I guess. I don't know.
So look up on Alt 94. Tell me the last 5-6 songs they played, and maybe the answer is there.
I can't do it.
You can't do that?
No.
Why not? What's wrong with your phone?
I can't. I just can't.
You can't or you won't?
Well, how about I won't?
Okay. That's what I thought.
But
you've just turned into a cantankerous.
But here's why is it so bad? Why are their numbers so... Now, FM 94.9 is pulled ahead.
Okay, I would...
They were neck and neck for so long, and now 91X, literally sucks.
I'm going to give you my...
What's Garrett going to say?
I'm going to give you my theory.
We should have Garrett here to talk
Garrett
about it.
Garrett is on vacation starting
No, but
today.
When he comes back, we should have him on.
Can I tell you, you asked me the question.
Will he come on the show and talk about it?
I don't know.
How do you not know? You know him. You've worked with him.
I will ask him, and then we'll see if he comes on. He'll have to catch up on the podcast, though. So here's my theory on this, and I don't know how many other leading alternative program directors would think the same thing. But it's the same issue they have with Live 105 and K-Fog in Los Angeles. Sorry, in San Francisco.
K-Fog has a 2.
Whatever. The point is that when you have dinky numbers, you have to remember that the methodology from these markets hasn't changed. When is the last time, Max Tolkoff?
Yeah, I'm listening to you.
Can you put your phone down for a second?
No, just talk to me. I'm listening.
When's the last time...
Yes.
That you answered a call on your phone of a number you didn't recognize.
This is not.
I just answered the question. When's the last time?
That I didn't recognize?
Yeah.
Forever ago. If I don't recognize
when's
it,
when's the last time you looked at an email if you didn't recognize where it was coming from?
Never.
Never.
Okay. What do you say?
Okay. So how does Nielsen, they're called Nielsen, right?
Yeah.
How does Nielsen?
They have the people meter. You know that. Why are we even talking about this?
How do they recruit? This is my question.
Who the fuck knows? I mean, that's a flawed system as well.
Bingo.
They go and they find out how many people listen to rock radio in your family, blah, blah, blah. You got kids? What do they listen to? How old are they? Will they be willing to carry around the meter? Yeah, we know it's a flawed system, right?
Okay. Now, here's the third and final question for you.
Okay.
When is the last time that you decided to bring two cell phones with you to carry around with you so that one cell phone, which really wasn't a cell phone.
No, never. It's a stupid concept. Nobody, right.
So you're basically telling me that Nielsen is the dumbest concept on the planet.
Totally.
People pay a lot of money to find out what they don't know.
Here's what I understand. Okay, for years it was all a recall method, all right? So writing down in a diary is called recall. And so the whole Arbitron system is based on recall.
Let me write this down.
Yes.
The Arbitron system before was based upon recall.
Right.
And you would write down in the diary what you said you listened to as opposed to the supposedly accurate people meter.
Right.
Okay. Continue.
So you got a paper diary, and you were the holder of that paper diary for 10 days. And you would fill it in and mail it in, and that would be it. And then they would get a whole bunch of other people. They would recruit other people to do the same thing. With the people meter, I don't understand. So you get one family that's going to hold these meters for a year. So you have to hope that this family is going to listen to all sorts of different things for a year because they're holding on to that meter for a year.
Or meters.
So how does that work? How do we know we're not being shorted out of listeners with this new system? Maybe we are. All I'm saying is that right now, look at KFOG has a 1. Live 105, whatever they are now, they have a 2-2. K-Rock has a 2. They're being beaten by Alt 98.7 across the street now. You know, the iHeart radio station, the alternative wannabe that, what's her name, went to? Lisa Warden.
How could you forget Lisa's name like that?
But here's the thing. I don't understand how K-Rock has fallen so far, right? That they're now being beaten by...
4.5 minutes ago, we just had this discussion, and I'm going to tell you right now. There's no, and this is why, to me, it's not about how good or bad your ratings are. It's about how good or bad the system is to record these things. And because you're an elderly gentleman at this point, and I am too.
Well, then how do you explain the stations that have good ratings?
Stand by one second. I have a 25-year-old kid. I have a 21-year-old kid.
You do?
Let me explain.
When did that happen?
I sat there. I don't know. I deposited sperm a long time ago. And these creatures grew up around me. The point is that I sat in a room. This is a true story. With Garrett Michaels, Joe Lindsay. I believe in the meeting was also, I can't remember if R-Dub was there. I know Lisa Waters was there. And myself.
These are all people within
inside local media San Diego.
Okay,
at that time,
which has 91X and what are the other call letters?
C90 and Magic 92.5.
Right,
of which I programmed 92.5 way back in the day. 98, I programmed them. The point of this story was it had come out that day that your phone was tracking you, meaning you could go on your phone. And you could look at certain things, and it would tell you where you were and where you've been and all this stuff. So all of us at this point are like, wow, that's kind of encroaching on your, what's the word I'm looking for here?
Privacy, all your rights,
like,
your privacy.
Your privacy. And they weren't telling you they were doing this. It was just something you opted into by just going, accept without understanding. Nobody read the fucking fine print. So we start off on one side of the room, and everybody was reading out, okay, how do you turn these things off? So you had to go into your settings, you had to go through your phone, and there's like 15, 16 switches, depending on how many apps you had, about tracking you on your iPhone or your whatever. What do you have? What's that thing you called? What's that thing called?
What, this?
Yeah, the thing you have.
I have a OnePlus 6.
A OnePlus 6, whatever the fuck that is. Whatever that droidish knockoff thing is. But the point was, is that this is how these companies make money. They track your shit so that when you go, hey, I need to look up, bingo, it shows up because you looked it up 5 minutes before. It's going to find you that pizza parlor.
All right.
So we went through and everybody turned all those notifications and everything off about how they could track you. And 2 seconds later, I said, you do realize what we've just done. And everyone's like, yeah, we don't want them to track us. And I go, and this is the problem. We are trusting that our much smarter listeners than us are now going to stand up and go, yes, I'd like to be counted. I would like to have you send me a portable people meter, which I'm going to plug into my fucking wall, sit there on my nightstand. And when I wake up in the morning, when I turn on my local clock radio inside my room, I'm going to take that thing off the stand, clip it to my pubes. So when I walk around the house, it's in motion. It's activated so that when I tune into Jeff and Jer first thing in the morning, they're going to know that I'm listening to Jeff and Jer because that's my favorite radio station. Because here's the point. Nobody fucking does that. Anybody that I know, my daughter would sit there and go like, fuck no.
So what you're saying is that anybody that would agree to that is a mental defective.
Yes.
These are people that you don't want.
I'm totally
counted.
Serious. If I ever go back to program a station that has it.
Well, yeah.
It would drive me absolutely insane because the problem with it is the methodology of it. I'll give you the other example.
Look, we can argue the methodology hold all day. Everybody does.
I'll throw my son into the mix.
Everybody
imagine
the people
my
meters.
Son going to date a girl that he's met because of something, and he's been asked to carry a meter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because his dad doesn't work for radio at that very moment.
Mm-hmm.
So he's asked to go in, and so he jumps in this girl's car, and she starts listening to Z90 or Channel 933 or something like this, and suddenly he realizes that this people meter is going to tell these people that he's listening to this shit music that he doesn't like. So suddenly he's going to be like, whoa, 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 whoa. So every time he goes out with that girl, he's going to fucking leave that people meter home. See what I'm saying? No self-respecting human. Like when you get in the car with Tammy, if Tammy was listening to Bulgarian thrash music, and you knew that Arbitron was going to find out you were listening to this stuff, would you be happy about it?
It would be okay. Here's the thing.
It would be okay.
Here's the thing.
All right, that's it for the podcast today. Ladies and gentlemen, Max loves the concept.
It takes so long for you to get to the point of any story you tell. I don't know why you just can't make
I get paid by the minute, motherfucker.
Make your point faster. Look, we could argue
I'm just saying, we could argue
the methodology of Nielsen all day long. We know it's fucked, but they don't have anything else, so we got to deal with that. All the top 40s and the talk radios, they all seem to get enough attention, right? They all do. So we can't lay it all at the feet of the methodology of capturing the audience. We all do this for years. Everybody always said, hey, there's more people listening than are counted. This is an age-old argument. But I'm looking at all these cities. And by the way, the only station that seems to be doing well is KTCL in Denver, which is where NERF is.
Wrong.
They're number four in the market.
Wrong.
Standby. But I'm looking at all the other markets. They all blow. There's something going on. Nobody cares about the format anymore. It's dying. It might be dying. We might have to pronounce it almost dead.
Can you look up Sacramento's numbers?
Yes.
Okay, look up, because you're the smartest guy in the room right now, and you have your reading glasses.
All right, you talk while
right
I look. At the
Sacramento. Device.
I'm looking.
No jocks. Not one fucking jock on the radio station. No fucking anybody going, hey, everybody, in Sacramento tonight, we got the weed-smoking motherfuckers going to be playing at the Capital Center, and right next door, the Capital Fleft.
What did you say? Excremento? Sacramento. Here we go.
Scaramento.
Sacto. All right. Let's see this stupid station here. The End. The End in Sacramento had a 5 share in May.
And what position?
June?
What position are they?
Oh, well, June, they had a 4.2, so they dropped a whole bunch. But they're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Well, they're 10. They're number 10 in Sacramento.
6+.
Yes.
So that's the 6+ numbers.
Yeah.
Who's ahead of them? What are the formats of the station?
The other formats ahead of them are Active Rock, KRXQ, which is also Entercom. So they went from a 6.1 to a 5.
Wait. So the End is not is the alternative station? How do you know that?
Yeah, the End is Entercom.
Are you sure that's the right? Are you sure that's not the?
Yeah.
You're positive.
I'm looking at it.
It says alternative?
Yes. The End. Entercom. Alternative. 4.2. Entercom. The Active Rock station is a 5. That's also Intercom. And they have the number one station in the market, which is a classic rock. So they have the classic rock, which is number one. Oh, I'm sorry. They have another classic rock in Sacramento, but that's iHeartRadio. And then we get down to active rock, which is Intercom, and alternative, which is Intercom. What else did you want to know?
So that station has a 4.2.
But it's doing well, relatively speaking, in the market. What's your point about the station? What did you want to say?
You just told me that the format is dying. It's no jocks, and it's basically all picked, in essence, by robotic computer guy who just, you know, goes and looks at the Spotify lists. And then
sure. Yeah, you can get away with that. I mean, look at what Star, or what is it, Alt 98.7 did for years. When Star decided to become an alt station up against K-Rock, do you think they did anything creative? No. They took the best testing songs from K-Rock and just ran that as a jukebox and got almost as good ratings as K-Rock. Because why? The audience isn't really that loyal. They don't care. As long as you hear the right song, they'll listen to you for 10 minutes, as we found out in radio.
Yes.
But why did K-Rock build a loyal audience? It was stuff beyond the music. They were plugged into the market.
Yes, and it was also stuff beyond the labels. They play yes. music beyond the labels.
Right.
And that would be my argument, even though I'm, as I mentioned to you before, I will probably never program.
But it goes back to the original
program.
Point. This is all going back to the point that you were making and Nick Harcourt was making, is that these stations are failing because they're not being local enough. Correct?
Correct.
Would you care to expound, or are you just going to be silent?
If
you're
going to
be silent, this is going to be a great podcast. Every week, if you're silent, it's going to be fantastic.
Your transmitter gets so far, and you're looking for extra listeners, and people are tuning into you because you are playing really unbelievably good music, and you are all over the interwebs, and you get a bunch of people streaming, you can make the extra money and you can do all that stuff too. But my big thing about radio in general is that radio stations think that they're bigger than the market that they are in, and they can't be. It's virtually impossible.
What do you mean by that?
In other words, if you know that your station doesn't get into Ventura, right?
Yeah.
No matter where you are.
Right.
If it doesn't get in there and you are trying to be the biggest station in Ventura, you're never going to do it because it just can't get into that area. It just won't. So you can sit there and go, we'll get our streaming numbers up because there's more people in Ventura that can buy Volkswagens. You're just kind of, you're shooting at something that you can never see because it's around the corner. Literally and figuratively. Radio stations, their transmitters only go so far. You've got to super serve the core you're in. Correct?
Right.
One of the reasons that KSON flipped to a different frequency so they could get into certain areas better than they were before, because they can service that country crowd that lives there more so than other places.
That
being said, my point is, it's all about locality. It's all about your local bands, your local goings on, because the people who are under the transmitter umbrella, who can listen to you, if you could say, hey, we're broadcasting from blah, blah, and the guy goes, you know, that's only a 15-minute drive from here. I'm going to go down and hang out with Max Tolkoff.
It's not all local music, though. That's not going to make the station.
I'm not talking about local music. I'm talking about locale and the locality.
Yes, you've
got
to be plugged into
your
market.
Local bands can only play in the market because most of them have day jobs.
Yeah, but nobody has that problem. We're talking San Diego to San Diego. L.A. serves L.A. San Francisco serves San Francisco. Portland serves Portland.
But K-Rock, there's certain spots of L.A. that K-Rock has hard times getting into.
I understand.
So they're not going to do a club night in the shadow of, you know, the San Gabriel Mountains that they can't get across.
By the way, I remember the time back in the day when people in L.A. would go, we can hear you better than K-Rock. We would listen to 91X instead of K-Rock.
They still do. Malibu, certain parts of Santa Barbara. I still remember one time crossing from Michael Jackson land, coming over into Santa Barbara on the motorcycle, getting to the top of the hill, and the fact that 91X and 94.9 boomed into Santa Barbara because 94.9 signal comes off of Mount Soledad, straight shot across the ocean.
Right.
91X is out of TJ. Not even a skip. It's just a straight shot across.
Okay.
There's no skip.
Yeah, all right.
AM skips. Talk to me. I'm a first
FM class. Skips.
Yeah. The contusion layers.
Remember when John Buffalo was the engineer at 91X?
I don't talk to that guy anymore.
All right. Anyway, back in the day, we used to get letters from people in Seattle because the 91X signal would skip all the way up the West Coast. All the way up there, we would get letters with cassette tapes as proof. These people that would listen to long-distance radio, they would pick us up way up there.
They're called, DXers.
DXers.
Interesting.
Yes.
Are you sure it wasn't the AM stations?
Yes.
Positive.
Yes.
We'll have to ask Buffalo that, except he's not friends of mine on Facebook anymore.
Yeah, that's right.
Because he likes people who run over motorcyclists. I won't talk about that.
Oh, all right, don't.
Slam the door.